We're back on regional radio with yet another Dream Team athlete from this winter's selection of Dream Teamers. We are joined now by Skylar Aminette, a member of the Central Rebels girls basketball team, one of two Central Rebels this year to make the girls basketball Dream Team. Skylar, a senior this season, makes it this year. Skylar, congratulations. And when you first found out that you were a member of the Dream Team, how'd you react?
I was pretty excited. I couldn't really react, like, I don't know. I was at work, and Caitlin Holmes texted me, and she was like, "Did you hear what happened?" I was like, "No." And she told me, she was like, "We got Dream Team." And I was like, "Well, it's an awesome accomplishment.
Did they at least give you the rest of the day off of work? I mean, come on.
No, I wish.
Well, it certainly was an impressive season for you. You were able to once again be picked All-District. You were named District Player of the Year as well, two-time All-Conference in your 4 years at Central. And really, this season was a special one for y'all. You really only lost twice this year, going 25-2. What was really the key to putting that together?
Honestly, I believe our team was more put together this year than we were last year. We played as a team this year. Everybody was unselfish, you know. Everybody, like, if you weren't contributing by making shots, you were contributing to the team any other way, getting people shots, you know, setting screens. And I just believe that our team came together a lot better than it did last year.
You averaged 18 points a game, 4 assists, and 3 steals. What do you think your specific role was on this squad? And really, how do you think you performed to the level where you guys wanted to be this year?
My role on the team, coach sat me down at the beginning of the year, and he was like, you know, this year you may not score a lot. Like, he knew I was capable of it, but he said that I was going to be, like, mainly in charge of getting other people's shots, you know, taking care of the ball. I don't know. This year I didn't really focus on scoring a lot. I would just score whenever it needed to be done. And, like, Caitlin Holmes was the same way. She was our big post player this year, and she performed really well. Yeah, my main goal was just getting people shots, you know, making sure everybody on the floor was getting along, doing what we needed to do, no heads down, you know, not looking down on everybody else, you know. If something went wrong, it was the whole team. It wasn't just one person.
As far as your personal accolades through your 4 years at Central, I mentioned a few of them earlier, but last year you were first-team All-State. You have more than 1,300 points in your career. But what memories for you in your 4 years playing basketball for the Central program really stick out to you?
I would definitely say my best memory is probably the Christmas Tournament Championship, not only because we won, but because of the way we won. I've never been in a game where it's gone over two overtime, and, like, during that whole game, I wasn't, like, none of us were freaked out, you know. We were under a lot of pressure, but everybody was really calm, you know. We kept our heads in the game. We didn't get down when things didn't go our way. We were down 7 in the first overtime, and that didn't bother us at all. So that was definitely my favorite memory.
Who are some of the people that really helped you get to this point?
I would definitely say all my coaches in my previous years. Honestly, this year I was like is my best year through high school basketball just because I simply enjoyed it. I used to have like a really big attitude and that would affect my playing a lot of the time. But this year, coach sat me down and he was like, "Listen, Skylar," he was like, "We need you to be a leader this year." So I was like, okay, you know, I would just get frustrated when things didn't go my way, but this year it wasn't like that at all. My mom also helped me get to this place, the place that we got to. My team also helped me a lot. They were very supportive. Everybody was supportive of each other. You know, if somebody missed a shot, they wouldn't be like, "Oh, dang, you shouldn't take that shot." No, we kept pressuring them to shoot. You know, shoot all you want. If you're open, shoot the ball. Don't hesitate. So my teammates were really, really helpful this year.
Do you have any plans as far as after high school?
Yes, I want to major in accounting and get my degree and work in a bank.
Well, that should be great. Hey, thank you very much, Skylar, for joining us today. And once again, congratulations on being selected to the Dream Team.
Thank you.
That is Skylar Aminette of the Central Rebels, a member of the Winter Girls Basketball Dream Team in 2018, joining us today on Regional Radio.